Wang laid her hands on his head. And I felt, well, if he suffered enough, it means he's either going to be healed or taken. So I give him a blessing that he would be either completely healed or be taken. And then we left, and I had to go back up to college at the University of Idaho. And 3 days later, my mom called me up. But just before she called, I got this tremendous message from my uncle. I knew that he had passed, and he came to me. And I got the tremendous message from him that he was just thrilled as a dickens that he was released. He was just happy as anybody on the other side because he didn't have any pain and was free. And he came to thank me for releasing him. And about 15 minutes after that experience happened, my mom called up. And she says, I have some bad news. Bob died. I said, that's not bad news. And I said, that's great news. She says, why is that great news? I said, because he's happy. He's happy where he is. He's thrilled to be free from his body. So for some reason, he had to, he could not be healed before then because of some type of karma that he was undergoing. He had to undergo that for his personal growth or his personal payment or something. He had some purpose in it. But when the purpose was fulfilled, then the powers would be allowed something magical to happen. And it happened in a little bit different way than a lot of people may want. But for Bob, being released from that circumstance was, he was just really joyful over there. I felt his joy of being released. He was just thrilled to be free over there. And so, sometimes the magical work of the soul doesn't always happen exactly the way that we want, but it can definitely happen. Now, there's several things that can release this magical work of the soul. One is good old-fashioned faith. If we have faith, meaning that we put our attention on something that is possible, and we believe that it is possible, and we focus on it, we focus our energy, and we call the powers that be, the higher powers, which we call God or the Christ energy, whatever name we want to give to it, to come down and help us. When we focus with a pure heart, we bring assistance to us. And this assistance is different than is thought by orthodoxy. They think, well, it's some type of angels or whatever coming down. Did you have a question?
No, sorry.
No problem. And so, but it's different than people think in the fact that oftentimes the assistants will come in departed souls that are just helping people from one side of the veil to the other side of the veil. Just like when we give prayers, the prayers are often heard by either a higher part of herself or else maybe other people on the other side that are close to us and tune into us, and they can assist us in fulfilling our desires or our prayers. Now we ourselves as entity are really kind of split in two. We have a lower self and a higher self. And when we come down here, we leave part of our consciousness back on the other side, and that other part of our consciousness has an awareness much higher than the part of us that comes down here. It remembers all of our past lives. It understands. It hasn't lost any the knowledge between lives, and it has a lot higher scope of everything that's going to happen. And so we're in communication with a higher part of ourself any time that we really want to tune into it. And we also get assistance from family that's passed on, friends. And then we have many good friends that we haven't even met in this reality that have been on the other side for maybe 100 years or so. And so each of us has a group. Each of us has a group that we're associated with. And eventually, in our progression, we reach a point to where we tune in to and align ourselves with our soul group. Our soul group is in several different groupings. We have a small soul group, which can be composed of maybe half a dozen to a dozen individuals, to a larger group composed of hundreds and then thousands of individuals. And then we have what we call, through the oneness principle, we can contact what's called the spiritual internet, which is composed of a linkage of minds, of all the higher minds that exist, that's connected to this earth plane. And when we can tune in through the oneness principle, then anything is available that is available in this group mind. And the easiest thing to pick up in this group mind is principles. Details, it takes a lot of attention and focus to pick up details and individual pieces of data. But the easier things to pick up, and actually the more important, are principles. And we can pick up principles by piercing the veil and tuning into this spiritual internet. And when we have our gathering, which begins on the 28th and ends on the 30th, the main focus of the gathering, we're going to talk about principles, about various principles and how they work and how to pick them up and what they are. So there's various parts of ourselves, and the higher part of ourself, whenever it wants to help the lower part of itself, when it feels it's important, it can come in and give us a surge of energy. And if there's any time in your life where all of a sudden you felt kind of a surge of spiritual energy, this was probably the higher part of yourself merging with you to help you out. Now, when the higher part of yourself with a greater vista of vision thinks you need help, is a lot different than when you think you need help. Because oftentimes when you think you need your help, the higher lives will look on us and say, this is best if he just handles it on his own. It'll help him to grow, help him or her to grow. But when we're down here and we're in a pinch, we think, boy, it'd be great if somebody helped me out. But from a higher level, that's not the way they always think. The only time they help us is when we can't help ourselves. And this is important to come to the workings of white magic. You can approach this when you first of all do everything for yourself that can be done. Now, this is a difference between the materialistic use of magic. Is they want to use it for just selfish purposes. They want to use it to put curses on people, or maybe to cause somebody to fall in love with them, or do some type of ritual to make something happen or to create wealth. Whereas in the higher magic, you first of all do everything you can do for yourself before the higher magic can kick in. You just don't do some ritual and then bang, it happens. You have to do everything for yourself first. Once you do everything for yourself, if you really want something done, you do everything for yourself, and once you've reached the dead end and done everything possible on your own, then you can ask for help, and your higher self will come in and kick in the power to push you over the line, provided your higher self sees it's for your good. Okay, that's one ingredient that we don't always understand here. How many times, for instance, have you really wanted something and you didn't get it, and then you look back 10 or 15 years later and you think, well, it's probably good I didn't get that because it wasn't for my highest good. So it needs to be, to make white magic kick in, when you get assistance from beyond your own skill and ability. You have to do everything you can in your own power to make it happen, and it has to be for your best good. Okay, if it's not those two things, then you cannot expect the higher energies to kick in. Okay, before we proceed, do we have any questions? Okay, we started a little late. We'll take just a quick break, and then we'll do the second half.